Hello.
Hello, we are conducting a survey to help us better understand what is most important to people across a variety of topics. Your participation is very important to the success of this research. All of your answers are confidential. And when thinking about the direction in which the country is headed, generally speaking, are you very satisfied, somewhat dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied with the direction in which the country is headed?
Somewhat dissatisfied.
Thank you. And when thinking about the issues that are most important to you, how important would you say each of these issues is to you? Using a scale of 0 to 10, where 0 means it is not an important issue to you, and a 10 means it's a very important issue to you. The first one is jobs and ways.
10.
Next one is reproductive freedom.
10.
Voting rights.
10.
Next one is K-12 education.
8.
Democracy.
10.
And racism and discrimination.
10.
Inflation and the cost of living.
9.
Abortion rights.
9.
And climate change.
10.
Healthcare.
10.
A student loan debt?
Like 5.
Okay. And crime and violence?
8.
Immigration?
8.
Criminal justice reform.
8.
Okay, thank you. As you may know, there will be an election for President, U.S. Congress, state, local offices in 2024. I know it's a long way off and sometimes something comes up that prevents people from voting. But as it stands now, how likely are you to vote in the 2024 November election? On a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means you're not likely to vote at all, and 10 means you're extremely likely to vote.
10.
All right, and what is your race? Here are the options. White, Black or African American, American Indian or Alaska Native, Asian, Pacific Islander, Middle Eastern, Hispanic, Latino or Spanish origin.
Black African American.
Okay, thank you. Are you registered to vote, or like many people, are you not registered?
Register.
Okay. Do you think of yourself as male, female, or something else?
Female.
All right, and what is the year of your birth?
1976.
All right, and what is the highest level of school you have completed or the highest degree you have received?
Bachelor's.
All right, no matter how frequently you vote in elections, how much power do you feel that your vote has to make a change on issues that matter to you? Please read the amount of power you feel your vote has on a scale from 0 to 10, where a 0 means your vote has no power at all, and a 10 means that your vote has a lot of power to make a change or need matter to you.
8.
How much power do you feel that the Black community has to make change on issues that matter most to your community? Please rate the amount of power you feel the Black community has on a scale of 0 to 10, where 0 means the Black community has no power at all, and 10 means that the Black community has a lot of power to make change on issues that matter to their community.
8.
Please rate your feelings towards some people, organizations, and issues on a scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means that you feel very warm and favorable towards them, 0 means that you feel very cold and unfavorable, and 5 means that you do not feel particularly warm or cold. If you have no opinion or have never heard of a person or organization, please indicate that. First one is the Democratic Party.
7.
The next one, Robert F. Kennedy Jr.
7.
I'm sorry?
7.
Okay. The next one is Kamala Harris.
8.
Next one, Donald Trump.
0.
Joe Biden.
6.
The Republican Party.
0.
Right? I know it is a long way off, but if the November 2024 election for president were held today, for whom would you vote? Kamala Harris, Donald Trump, Robert F. Kennedy Jr., Cornel West, Jill Stein?
Kamala Harris.
All right, and I know it's a long way off, but if the November 2024 election for U.S. Congress were held today, for whom would you vote to be your House representative, the Democratic candidate or the Republican candidate?
Democratic.
For whom did you vote in the 2020 general election for president, or were you not able to vote? Joe Biden, Donald Trump, Joe Jorgensen, Huey Hawkins?
Joe Biden.
Thinking back to the last 4 years, would you say that your life has gotten much worse? Worse, stay the same, better, or much better?
Same.
Okay. Thinking about your network of friends and associates, would you say that everyone votes, most of them vote, it's about half and half, most of them don't vote, or none of them vote?
All of them vote.
Could you please repeat that?
All. Everyone.
Okay.
Whatever the option is for everyone.
Okay, below is a list of people and events that could have prevented the progress you thought should have happened by now. After each one, please indicate how much you believe that each person or event prevented the progress you wanted to see in this country from 0 to 10, where 10 means that you believe that the person or event certainly prevented progress, at 5 means you're not sure, and at 10 means you believe that the person or event certainly did not prevent progress. You may choose any number from 0 to 10. So the first is Republicans in the U.S. Congress.
I need you to repeat the scale again because you told me two different things. What does 10 mean?
Yeah. From 0 to 10, where 10 means that you believe that the person or event, a 5 means you're not sure, and a 0 means you believe that the person or event certainly did not prevent progress. You may choose any number from 0 to 10. So, the first is Republicans in the U.S. Congress.
0.
The next one is white supremacists.
Sure.
Governor Kemp.
Two.
Republicans in the Georgia General Assembly.
Zero.
Hello?
Yes, I'm still here.
Yep. So Donald Trump?
Zero.
The next one is Supreme Court?
Zero.
And President Biden?
Four.
Now, below is a list of policies and statements that have obstructed progress in black communities. After each one, please indicate how much you believe that addressing or overcoming these obstacles would motivate you or people in your network to vote, using a scale from 0 to 10, which means it would not motivate you to vote at all, and 5 means you're not sure, and a 10 means that it will strongly motivate you to vote. You may choose any number from 0 to 10. Here's the first policy and statement of the list. The 2019 Foster Youth to Independence Program offers 3 to 5 years of housing aid for those aging out of foster care. Georgia can request 500 vouchers, but has only requested 8. More action is needed as black youth, 18-24, are disproportionately affected by homelessness.
10.
Next one is, 14 years after the Affordable Care Act of 2010 provided 19% funding for states to expand Medicaid. Nearly 500,000 low-income adults in Georgia remain uninsured. Governor Brian Kemp's decision not to expand Medicaid means that 120,000 black individuals in Georgia still lack access to health coverage.
10.
All right, next one. We've made strides toward building black power together. While there is still significant work ahead, it is crucial to recognize and challenge the forces obstructing our advancement. By standing united and maintaining patience with each other, we can effectively confront these obstacles and continue our journey toward future progress.
7.
The 2021 Infrastructure and Jobs Act supports the Affordable Connectivity Program, saving low-income and rural families up to $30 a month on internet bills. Over 720,000 Georgia households benefit, saving $21.8 million monthly.
8.
And lastly, the 2022 Pregnant Workers Fairness Act protects pregnant workers. Attorney General Chris Carr sued to block it in Georgia. Hiring accommodation for pregnant new mothers and recovering workers.
8.
Thank you. All right, moving on. Thank you for your responses so far. I'm now going to ask you some of the questions again. Sometimes people change their minds, and that's perfectly okay. Please answer based on how you feel right now. Now, no matter how frequently you vote in elections, how much power do you feel that your vote has to make change on issues that matter to you? Please rate the amount of power you feel your vote has on a scale of 0 to 10, where 0 means your vote has no power at all, and a 10 means that your vote has a lot of power to make change on issues that matter to you.
8.
How much power do you feel the Black community has to make change on issues that matter most to your community? Please rate the amount of power you feel the Black community has on a scale of 0 to 10, where 0 means the Black community has no power at all, and a 10 means that the Black community has a lot of power to make change on issues that matter to their community.
8.
Okay, as you may know, there will be an election for president, U.S. Congress, state, and local offices in 2024. I know it's a long way off, and sometimes something comes up that prevents people from voting, but as it stands now, how likely are you to vote in the 2024 November election on a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means you're not likely to vote at all, and 10 means...